cantar a cómica manía y se asoma.
Hare Krishna, dear listeners, you are listening to Voice of Sanatan Dharma, part of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism series on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM for HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or download TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Listeners, from past few weeks we have been discussing about Bhagavad Gita, and the last week we started discussing about the pastimes of Lord Jagannath. So as part of that, like, we have been listening to who is actually Jagannath, so what is the history behind the temple, how he came into reside in the Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri Dham. So we will continue listening to that lecture. If you remember, recollect, like, where we stopped is, we stopped at the minister of King Indradyumna, Vidyapati. He went in search of the Lord, and he reached that Shabara village where he met the chief, and he married the daughter of the chief, and through chief he had the audience of the Lord, and then Lord disappeared from his self-manifested form. And then the Shabara chief, thinking that this minister is the root cause of everything, he ties him up in the forest. But the chief's daughter, she goes in search of her husband, and then by the will of providence she finally founds him, and then she rescues him from the bondage. And now the minister is on his way to meet the king Indradyumna. So that's where we stopped last week. So we'll continue the lecture from there. Hare Krishna.
From his tied up condition. And then Vidyapati told her, Lalita, I'll just go now to Avanti and I'll come back soon. Saying that, he left and he went back to Avanti and told the king, King Indradumna, that he found Nilamadhava. So King Indradumna came with his entourage and paraphernalia, with the soldiers and all his royal entourage. But in the meantime, the mustard seeds that had been scattered by Vidyapati grew into the plants. And by seeing those plants, Vidyapati went to the temple of Nilamadhav. But when he went there, he found that the deity of the Lord is not there. Nilamadhav is missing. He naturally thought, his first thought was, it must be the arrangement of Vishavasu. He must have kept him hidden somewhere. So he arrested Vishavasu and interrogated him, questioned him, where did you keep the deity of Nilamadhava? He was silent, never did he say anything. He was tortured, still he did not say a word. Then the king surrounded the village, sieged the whole village and cut all the supplies so that the whole village would be subjected to intense suffering due to lack of food and water. And then probably they would admit where they kept the deity. In this way, after he sieged the village of the Savaras, then one day he had the darshan. He heard a voice in a dream telling him, Indradumna, why are you unnecessarily torturing these innocent Savaras? They did not steal me and take me to some, he kept me hidden in some place. It is I who actually have become unmanifested. It is I, out of my own sweet will, have disappeared. And you won't be able to see me in this form. But I have appeared in the form of a log floating in the sea. Just go to the bank of the ocean and there you will find me in the form of a log. So take that log, and from that log you carve my deities and worship me in that way. So he immediately jumped out of his bed and ran to the ocean, and to his great surprise and at the same time great satisfaction, he found that true to the dream, a log has come floating. A huge log was floating there. So he tried to pull the log out of the water, but the log wouldn't move. He couldn't just pull it out of the water. So then he got his men and applied them to pull it out of the water. They didn't succeed. Then he used his soldiers, his horses, his elephants, all the power that he had, all the strength he had at his command. He applied them to pull the log out of the water. Didn't succeed. Now, although the log has appeared, but still King Indradumna is frustrated. How could he pull it out of the water? Then again he had a dream, and in the dream he was informed that if Vidyapati and Vishabhushu hold two ends of the log, then they will be able to pull it out of the water. King Indradumna told that to Vishavasu and Vidyapati. And to everyone's great amazement, they found, it was seen that they could very easily pull out the log that hundreds of elephants and thousands of horses and tens of thousands of soldiers could not pull out of the water. Just these two persons very easily pulled that log out of the water. Anyway, the log was taken. So king got the best carver to carve the deity of the Lord out of that log. The carver came, and the best carver was selected. But as he took the chisel and hammer and struck on the wood, as it touched the wood, his chisel and hammer broke into pieces. The king got more carvers to carve the deity, and that's what happened in each case. As soon as they would try to carve, their tools would immediately break into pieces. So king again was extremely frustrated. The king was extremely frustrated. Then one day an old man came and introduced himself as Ananta Maharana, and he volunteered to carve the deities out of that wood. The king told him, so many tried but they all failed. Do you know what is happening? He said, yes, don't worry, I will carve it. But I have a condition that as long as I am working behind a closed door, no one would enter into that room. As long as I don't finish my work, no one should enter into the room. The king immediately agreed, said fine. And then behind the closed door, this carver Ananta Maharana started to carve the deity. And King Indradumna, to his great satisfaction, heard the work is going on inside. He would hear the carving of the wood. And then he became very satisfied that finally the work is, someone is able to carve the deity out of this wood. But then after a fortnight, after 14 days, all of a sudden the sound stopped. The king became extremely anxious. What happened? Why the thing stopped? But there was a condition that nobody would enter into the room. Now he started to wonder, what should I do? Like, this person was already quite old, I mean, maybe he had a heart attack. So then finally, out of his deep anxiety, the king flung the door open. And then he saw three incomplete forms standing there, and that carver Ananta Maharana is not there. The king became very, very disappointed. And he felt very guilty that he broke his promise. He promised that until the work is complete, he would not, no one would enter into the room. But breaking that condition, he entered into the room. And it is because of him the Lord's deities didn't become complete. So the king then decided to give up his life. because of this offense. So he sat on kusha grass and stopped eating and drinking in order to give up his life. That is called priapovation, like Parikshit Maharaj did. When he got to know that he was going to die in 7 days, he also sat on a kusha grass on the bank of the Ganges to give up his body and stopped eating and drinking. So after 3 days, King Indradumna heard the voice of the Lord again. And the Lord told him, Indradumna, don't think that this form of mine is incomplete. You just do the shringar of this form and worship me, installing me in a temple, and I'll accept your worship. And don't think that this is an incomplete form of mine. Actually, this is my eternal form, and in this form I am eternally present in the spiritual sky. So then King Indradumna made the arrangement, and those three apparently incomplete forms are Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. Now, another question comes here. The Lord instructed King Indradumna that these forms are his eternal form in the spiritual sky. So where are these forms then in the spiritual sky? Who are these forms? What are these forms? Now this part has been explained by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, on the occasion of Ratha Jatra, in a radio program, he mentioned about this incident, that the queens of Dwarka often used to notice that Krishna during the day is always absent-minded. Krishna's mind was not there. Although he was there, but his mind was not there in Dwarka. And at night they would hear Krishna in his sleep. He would call out to the residents of Vrindavan, his friends, his cows, his mother, his father, the gopis. He would call out. So they could see that although Krishna is in Dwarka, but he is actually in Vrindavan. During the day his mind is in Vrindavan, and at night he goes to Vrindavan, although his body stays in Dwarka. So they became curious, what is there in Vrindavan that Krishna is always absorbed in Vrindavan? What's so special about Vrindavan? So they, one day they approached Mother Rukmini. Said, you are in Vrindavan with Krishna all along. So please tell us what is there, what Krishna used to do, and what is there that Krishna is so attached to Vrindavan for? Who are those residents of Vrindavan that Krishna is always absorbed in their thoughts? So Mother Rukmini said, okay, I will tell you when Krishna and Balaram won't be there. If Ramakrishna are here, and if they get to hear this description, they'll be in a difficult situation. So we'll spare them that agony. And one day when Krishna and Balaram were away, the queens approached Mother Rukmini and said, please tell us, I'm sorry, Mother Rohini, and requested, please tell us about Krishna Balaram's activities in Vrindavan. And Mother Rohini started to describe Krishna and Balaram's activities in Vrindavan. And Subhadra was kept at the door to guard the gate and guard the door so that Krishna Balaram doesn't, just in case Krishna Balaram or anybody comes, she should stop them from coming in. And while Mother Rohini started to describe, then Krishna and Balaram appeared there. But hearing Krishna Balaram's activities in Vrindavan, Subhadra also became so overwhelmed with emotion that her voice got choked. She couldn't speak. So she couldn't warn Rohini that and the queens that Krishna and Balaram has arrived. So she couldn't speak up, but she stretched her arms and stopped them from entering into the room. So Krishna was on one side and Balaram on one side. Subhadra stopped them. So just being stopped from entering, standing there, Krishna Balaram was hearing the description of his activities in Vrindavan with the residents of Vrindavan. So while hearing about those activities, Krishna and Balaram experienced such emotion that their forms changed. Their form was transformed. Like his eyes became large like two fully bloomed lotuses. His face lit up with a beautiful bright smile. And his rest of the limbs just dissolved. And like his whole countenance, his whole existence became, his head and his arms were stretched forward with an intense desire to embrace those associates, those residents of Vrindavan. And seeing Krishna and Balaram assuming that form, Subhadra also was induced with that emotion. She also assumed a similar form, but she felt an extreme guilt for stopping Krishna and Balaram from entering into the room by stretching her arms. So with a sense of guilt, her arms were withdrawn within her body. So that is why Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra assume that form where Krishna and Balaram's arms are stretched forward with an intense desire to embrace their intimate, most intimate associates in Vrindavan. And Subhadra's arms just were withdrawn within the body. So this is the mystery of Krishna Balaram and Subhadra assuming that form, and how this form is eternally present in the spiritual sky. Where is it present? Where are these forms present? They are present in Dwarka. This is actually Krishna of Dwarka intensely desiring to go back to Vrindavan. Krishna himself is wanting to go back to Vrindavan, to be with his devotees in Vrindavan. The most intimate devotees in the mellow of friendship, parental and conjugal. Principally, in the middle of conjugal relationship. Now there is another aspect of this Jagannath's pastimes that has been revealed in Chaitanya Charitamrita through the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of the chariot of Lord Jagannath, and he was singing a song which was a love song, a song describing the love affair between a young boy and a young girl. A young girl is describing that the one who stole my heart when I was young, today he is my Lord. He has become my Lord, meaning now he is my husband. We have become united. And it's the same springtime night where the gentle breeze is blowing from the kadamba trees, carrying the fragrance of malati flower. And I am the same same heroine, the lover, with my beloved. But still my heart is yearning to go back to the bank of the river Reva under the Betasi trees. Mahaprabhu was singing that song in front of Lord Jagannath's chariot. Apparently, what is this song describing? A young girl is speaking about her love story and her dissatisfaction and trying to go back to the young days when they were not married and the affairs they were having and so forth. Everyone was wondering why Mahaprabhu is singing this song. The only person who knew the meaning of that song or the purpose of this song of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Swarup Damodar. Now Ratha Jatra was over, and one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Rupa Goswami's kutir, Rupa Goswami's thatched hut, grass hut. And at that time Rupa Goswami was not there. But Mahaprabhu, he went to take bath in the river, in the ocean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was waiting for him, and he noticed that a palm leaf was stuck on the ceiling of the hut. So out of curiosity, he pulled it out.
Hare Krishna. So we will take a small break from hearing to the pastimes of Lord Jagannath, and right now we entered into the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Puri, how his reciprocation with Lord Jagannath and the reciprocation of the other devotees as well. What I would like to discuss is here, like recently we had this year in Puri is a special year. So this year is the year when Lord's Navakalevara happened. Means that's when Lord assumes the new deity form. So I want to discuss a little bit about what exactly is the Navakalevara, and when it is supposed to happen, and what is the procedures followed during this ceremony. So the Nava Kalevara, the word is a combination of two words. Nava means the new, and Kalevara means the body. So that basically means getting a new body. So what happens is Lordships, Lord Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra Maharani and Sudarshan, they get transformed into new bodies. So why this happen is as per different Agama Shastras, which forms the rituals what needs to happen in the worship of Lord Vishnu. As per the Agama Shastras, when Lord assumes a form of wood as the deity, then that deity form needs to be changed on specific astrological dates. But the other deity forms assumed by metal or assumed through stone need not be changed. So if Lord assumes the deity form made up of metal or made up of stone, those deities will not be changed as long as Lord is manifest in that form. But if Lord assumes the form of the deity made up of wood, as per the Agama Shastras, on specific astrological timings, Lord assumes a different new form made up of new wood. So there are like multiple explanations and of the astrological calculations. These are based upon the astronomy, that's like it follows the lunar calendar of the Vedic astronomy. The Navakalevara, it happens roughly between like for every 12 to 19 years. So the year on which it happens is the year where there are two Ashadas. Means Ashada is a month. So normally in a month there is supposed to be one full moon and one new moon. So but in on a specific year, in 1 month of Ashada, there will be two full moons. So that is called as do Ashadas, means where there are two full moons in an Ashada. That is also called as the Adimas or Adhikamas. So this roughly happens for every 12 to 19 years. On this year, the Navakalevara happens. The preparation of the ceremony begins in the month of Chaitra, means when the Ashada is about to come, where there are two full moons before that. In the month of Chaitra, the ceremony begins. The ceremony begins with first the location of the new trees, whose wood is used to carve out the new deities. So this particular part of the ceremony is called Vanayan. So where they go in search of these new trees. So lordships are made out of neem tree. So neem tree, we all know who are in touch with the Indian subcontinent. So neem is considered as one of the sacred trees. So in the Western world, as per the species name, it's Margosa. tree. So there will be this ritualistic procedure, so to identify these trees, and there are multiple standards that need to be followed in selecting these particular trees. So for example, for the deity of Sudarshan, the tree that needs to be selected should have three branches, and the skin of the neem tree should be of reddish hue, and the tree should have a sign of chakra on it. And for Balabhadra, Baladev, the tree should have seven branches, and the skin of the tree should be of light brownish or white color, means the wheatish or white color. It should have a sign of plow, which is the weapon of Baladev. And as far as the tree to be selected for carving out Subhadra Devi should have five branches. The bark should have an yellowish hue, and there should be a sign of lotus flower. And the tree, or it's called as Daru, means Daru literally means the wood log, as we have been hearing in the past time. So the first deities were carved out of the wood logs which were floating in the ocean. So it's the Daru in Oriya, it's called as the wood log. So either it's, we call it as Daru. So that's what the Daitapati is in the Puri temple. They refer, it's not as trees as, but as Daru. So as far as the Daru of Jagannath, it should have four main branches, and the bark of the tree should be dark in color, which is color of Krishna. And there should be a snake residing either at the root of the tree or in the vicinity. And the tree should be situated near a river or a pond, or it should be near a three-way crossing. And there should not be any bird's nest in the trees. So typically birds nest on the tree, but this tree to be selected for the Daru of Lord Jagannath should not have any bird nest. And there should be a temple of Lord Shiva in the neighborhood of the tree. And there should be a cemetery near to the, in the vicinity of the tree. And once these trees are selected, there is a long ritualistic procession which happens. And there are certain people involved in this procession to go and search out for the trees. This procession should have at least one member of Mahapatra family, Pati Mahapatra family, and 20 Daitapatis, one Lenka, 9 Maharanas, 16 Brahmanas, 3 Delukaranas, 30 Sipais, soldiers, or current day 30 policemen, 2 Sainyadipatis, or the commanders, or the current day some chief inspectors. So this means they are there to provide the protection. So this search party go out and search out for the wood, and once they found the wood, the trees, and there is a ritualistic ceremonies which happen before the cutting down of the trees and after the cutting, means during the cutting down the trees and then after. So once these trees are cut down, only the wood required for carving out is carried, and the remaining is buried in the vicinity of the tree, and that particular land is also considered sacred. This in the vicinity of Puri, in the land where these trees are found, that land may belong to anyone. It may be of any caste, any religion, or it may belong to government or anything. Everybody gives their permission to have the trees cut down willingly. That's the tradition that's been happening. And once the wood is collected, it is transported to the Puri temple in wooden carts drawn by the servants of Lord. So there is no mode of like transporting in a motor vehicle like that. So it's the wood is transported. How many days it may take? Transported in wooden carts. If it takes that, it needs to be drawn 24 hours a day, it will be drawn 24 hours a day to reach the temple before the specific time. Once it reaches the temple, the carving is carried out with utmost confidentiality, and there are specific carpenters who are assigned to carve out. And once the carving is done, they are installed on a particular specific date just before the commencement of the Rathayatra. So this Navakalevara ceremony just coincides with the Rathayatra. Usually just 3 days before the Rathayatra begins, the Navakalevara ceremony will be completed. There are many other details that goes into this, and time permits, we will discuss about those details coming week. Now we will continue with the Lord Jagannath pastimes, and his disciples pastimes, mainly of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Puri, his reciprocations and his devotees' reciprocations with Lord Jagannath.
And he saw a beautiful verse has been written on that palm leaf with handwriting like beautiful as pearls. And that song is describing, Radharani is telling her friend, "My dear friend, I met Krishna again in Kurukshetra. After 100 years of separation, Srimati Radharani met Krishna in Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse." And she's saying, and the same, I am the same Radha, and I met Krishna again, but still my heart is yearning to go to the bank of Jamuna, to the forest of Vrindavan, where the whole atmosphere is tipped with the fifth note of Krishna's flute. Mahaprabhu, when Rupa Goswami came back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense happiness and joy, he slapped Rupa Goswami at the back. He said, "Rupa, how did you get to know my heart? How did you get to know my heart?" Then Mahaprabhu asked his Sarup Damodar, "Sarup, how did Rupa get to know my heart?" Sarup Damodar said, "My Lord, who can ever get to know your heart? Only when you reveal your heart to somebody, only when you allow somebody, then only can one understand your heart." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, Rupa is very dear to me." So, the song that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing, it was actually singing in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani met Krishna after 100 years of separation. Srimati Radharani, who could not even bear the separation from Krishna due to the blinking of her eyes, for a moment that her eyes would blink and she would not be able to see Krishna, who could not bear this separation, for a wink of an eye, and for that she blamed Brahma, that what kind of creator you are, that you created a body that has the eyes that blink. And that Radharani had to bear the separation for 100 years. And after 100 years, on the occasion of solar eclipse, Krishna went to Kurukshetra. It is a custom since time immemorial that people go to Samanta Panchak in Kurukshetra on the occasion of solar eclipse and take bath in Samanta Panchak. And the residents of Vrindavan also went there on that occasion. And after the solar eclipse, when everyone was arranging to leave the place, the gopis got the news that Krishna was there, Krishna was present, Krishna also came. So they ran to meet Krishna. At that time, Krishna was just about to leave Kurukshetra. He was already on his chariot, along with Balaram and Subhadra, in 3 different chariots. But the residents of Vrindavan just ran and saw Krishna there after 100 years of separation. But Radharani, she wondered that this is not the Krishna that I used to know. The Krishna that I know is a cowherd boy, but this is a prince. Krishna that I know, he wears a peacock feather on his head, but this Krishna is wearing a crown. The Krishna that I know wears a flower garland on his torso, on his neck. But this Krishna is wearing a valuable ornaments and jewels. The Krishna that I know wears a yellow dhoti. But this Krishna is decked in royal robes. The Krishna that I know carries a flute in his hand. But this personality is decked with armors and sword and bows and arrows. The Krishna that I know is in Vrindavan, in the serene atmosphere of the forest. And here this personality is surrounded by all these nobilities and soldiers and elephants and horses, and they're making such a clamor and noise. So Radharani felt that this was not the Krishna that I knew, although she met him after 100 years. And in the meantime, Krishna, just seeing the residents of Vrindavan, his dearmost friends, his most intimate associates, he experienced such an emotion that his face lit up with a beautiful smile. His eyes became like two fully bloomed lotuses. And in that emotion, his whole countenance just became to his arms and head. And with his arms, he just wanted to embrace all those residents of Vrindavan. And the residents of Vrindavan, seeing the mood of Srimati Radharani and seeing the mood of Krishna, they just got hold of the chariot along with the horses, and they started to drag the chariot towards Vrindavan. And that is the festival of Radha Yatra. So in this way, in different scriptures and through the descriptions of our acharyas, the identity of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra have been most wonderfully revealed to us. No matter what others think about Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, but to us the understanding is very clear. This is Krishna along with Balaram and Subhadra. And they are just the Krishna of Dwarka who came to Kurukshetra. This Jagannath Puri is actually Kurukshetra. Krishna, Dwarkesh Krishna, has come here and he is yearning to go back to Vrindavan. Krishna doesn't want to be in Dwarka. He simply wants to be in Vrindavan because he simply wants to be in the association of his devotees, exchanging the most intense love of friendship and parental and conjugal relationship. So that is what Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra are. And that's why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, when Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assuming the mood of Srimati Radharani, he came to Jagannath Puri. Because he was in the same mood. Krishna himself is hankering for the association of his devotees of Vrindavan. Krishna himself is hankering for the association of Krishna in Vrindavan. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and took shelter of Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas.
Hare Krishna. That was the sweet pastimes we heard about, the manifestation of Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra in Sri Kshetra, Puri Dham. And the story behind the possession of Lord Jagannath Ratha Yatra. In this account, I want to share one thing. So there is this word called as Juggernaut. So this is the word coined when British East India Company was ruling over India or most of the provinces of India. So the word literally means an unstoppable force. So there are two explanations why this word came into the being. So one explanation is given is, at certain point of the time when British East India Company was ruling over the provinces, when the Jagannath Rath Yatra used to happen, some of the devotees with the intense separation feelings, they used to just throw themselves in front of the cart, not able to bear the pain and separation from the Lord, and the intense greed to get united with the Lord. And some British officers, they saw this as, they couldn't understand this mood of the devotees. So they named like, oh, this is an unstoppable force. Actually, it so happened that some of them even tried to stop this Jagannath Rath Yatra. They couldn't stop Lord Jagannath. So the word came into the being, Jagannath being the unstoppable force. And it so happened in 1970s, either it might be 71 or so, there was first Rath Yatra happened in London, the main streets of London, and on the auspice of Srila Prabhupada. And the Prabhupada mentioned, see, these Britishers, they wanted to stop Jagannath procession, and now Lord Jagannath came to London and he is joyfully riding his cart down the streets of London, and Britishers are welcoming him. So this is the sweet revenge of Lord Jagannath. So, but yeah, it's like it's a very light conversation which Srila Prabhupada had, but that shows the mood, like Jagannath, he is the Lord of the universe, and when he wants to meet his devotees with his arms stretched open, nobody can stop that. With that, we came to the end of our session. Again, this program is sponsored by ISKCON of Houston. We have center here in Houston. Please look us up in iskconhouston.org. Every Sunday evening 5:30, we have a festival where we have a discourse on spiritual topics. We have music, dance, followed by sumptuous vegetarian feast. All we request of you is, please take out some time and come and visit us and experience the spiritual culture. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama.